Bradley?
Mr. President, I think anyone who knows what the record is, how to admit the state has a better record than the federal government. If you really know how you did, maybe Senator Ferguson doesn't think so in regard to the Caribou situation, but overall, they certainly did it without giving a lot of shit.
Mr. President?
Senator Sackett?
I can't believe that statement. I can remember when the Fish and Wildlife Service was in my area, which is interior Alaska, and there was game, and they were quite strenuous in upholding the regulations and rights. Now, Senator Poland may be correct with regard to fish management in her area, but when you're talking about game management, if you look down to the last 15 years of state management of game, we started with lots and ended up with nothing. And that nothing is for everybody. And you just can't say by any stretch of the imagination that the state management of game in Alaska is any good at all. I just can't believe it. You look at the statistics for the last 15 years and everything has been going down. And I'm not going to stay here and vote on a resolution that says that the state is in a better position to manage fishing, the fishing game of this state. That's absolutely ridiculous. We may want them to do it, but they're certainly not in any position to do it.
Senator Huber?
I feel very strongly about the State Game Act and that it is our responsibility. I can agree with Senator Sackett on one thing, and that is that we've done a poor job of management. But if the federal government would do a worse job, if you want to go back to colonialism, why don't you repeal the Statehood Act? It's part of the deal made between the federal government and the state of Alaska in a so-called sovereign pact or a contract for becoming a state that we should manage our own resources, particularly the fish and game resource. And it's ours to manage whether we mismanage it or not. It's our fault if we don't manage it right. But to take that out of this resolution, not that it would do anything, but by taking it out would show Congress and the rest of the United States that the Alaska legislature is not firm on wanting to manage their own affairs. And that's a hell of a way to do business, Mr. President.
Any further discussion or debate?
I call it
We have the question before us is the adoption of Senator Ferguson's amendment to delete the line 7, 8, and 9 on page 2.
I called the House.
The Senate has been called. Senate will stand at ease while the call is answered. The Senate will come back to order. There's been a suggestion that committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 41. Together with the amendments, be held over until tomorrow. Is there any objection? That's correct. Senator Petula?
Yes, under those circumstances, I'll withdraw the call of the House.
The call has been withdrawn. Is there any objection to holding over a committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 41 as amended until tomorrow? Senator Orsini?
Object just to make a statement. There is some reason for expedition on this resolution. The Interior Committee of the House is this week taking up H.R. 39, and there's been some question as to what the state's position is on various issues, and there is some importance to getting this resolution before them as soon as possible. I'm sorry Senator Croft is not here to vote on it, but I withdraw my amendment.
Objection, sorry.
I understand that Senator Croft has a speaking engagement at noon today, and I assume that he may have may be engaged in that. If there's no objection, however, we'll hold over committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution with amendments until tomorrow.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 45 by the State Affairs Committee relating to proposed Internal Revenue Service regulations relating to state deferred compensation plans and supporting H.R. 10746. The Rules Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass and be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Rader. I do not have any amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Joint Resolution 45 be considered and voted to advance third reading and placed on final passage.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 45 relating to proposed Internal Revenue Service regulations relating to state deferred compensation plans and supporting H.R. 10746.
Question. Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Ray?
I think everybody possibly knows that the new IRS regulation provides the amount of compensation received by anybody may be deferred, but nevertheless to be treated as received in that year. In other words, they take the tax off irrespective. There are a lot of programs, state programs now, and employees, et cetera, that are in effect. And in Congress, there's a House resolution 10746, which would require the IRS to make no changes in currently approved plans and to consider pending plans under the rules granted as continuing on. And that's what this resolution does. It urges them to Congress to adopt that, or if it would be present programs in force and effective.
Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution Number 45 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 absent, 2 excused.
And so Senate Joint Resolution Number 45 has passed the Senate.
Legislative citation congratulating the Kotzebue Huskies by Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation congratulating the Kotzebue Huskies.
Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as approve the legislative citation congratulating the Kotzebue Huskies say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The citation has been approved.
Legislative citation, the 1978 National Cross Country Ski Championships.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation honoring the 1978 National Cross Country Ski Champion.
Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as favor? Excuse me, Senator Ray. Is there any further discussion or debate? Would so many as favor the approval of the legislative citation to the 1978 National Cross Country Ski Championship, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The legislative citation has been approved. That concludes our daily calendar. Under unfinished business, we have some time ago, we dealt on two occasions with the interim committees in order that we not lapse the funding of those committees, and because some of them still have work to be done, I'm really going to constitute them now as special committees instead of interim committees, which means that they will continue throughout the session until such time as they are terminated without further action of behalf of me or the Senate. The committees involved are the Alaska Permanent Fund Committee will be made a special committee instead of a special interim committee and continue indefinitely. The Committee on Employment and Opportunities will be made a special committee instead of a special interim committee. And the Transportation Committee will be made a special committee instead of a special interim committee. Is there any further is there any discussion on that matter by anybody? Any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator, excuse me.
Special orders.
Well, special orders. Any special orders? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask the unanimous consent that I have an excuse from the call to the Senate tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday.
Is there any objection to Senator Rohde's request that he be excused? Hearing none, it's ordered. Any further special orders? Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent for the floor to discuss the University of Alaska.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, this past week there have been statements in the newspaper with regard to the cuts in the budget by the Senate Finance Committee, and these statements have been in the press from different members of the university. The Senate Finance Committee looked at the budget, and we did make deletions of various material. One deletion that we did make was for monies for the Anchorage Community College of approximately $180,000for a program at the military military base in Anchorage. The background material that was provided by the university to the Finance Committee stated that the funding was necessary because they were losing PREP funds, which were federal program funds. Well, after checking into it in more detail, we found out that the backup material that they gave us was not erroneous, but an outright lie in my estimation, because they did not do any research as to just exactly what funds there were. They just said these funds were federal, and that is incorrect, as we're finding out now. We have had four different versions of what types of money are needed or not needed at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. Secondly, we find out that the military, in fact, has given $120,000 to the University of Alaska in Anchorage, and this was not reflected in the request that the university gave to us. They didn't state that they had this extra money sitting there. And so now today they're going through an RP program to the Board of Regents asking for that money. So actually now they're going to ask the legislature for only $60,000. And the question arises as to whether or not they need that $60,000, because for the past 2 years, the program has existed through general funds, only they have not shown it in their budget at all. They haven't presented this to the legislature at all and shown it as any appropriation by us. What they have done is to utilize surpluses and transfers from other programs and the contingency fund at the University of Alaska without having this reflected to the legislature at all. So we may well ask, you know, why they need it this year. Maybe they can make the same transfers again. So, you know, this whole thing has come down to a point where they told us about four different stories in the past week as to where the monies are, what type of monies they have, and how much they need. At this point in time, we still do not know just exactly how much in supplemental they do need. And I'm reminded of something as you go into this. You look at the University of Alaska, and there's a moral, I suppose, in every little story that a person gives. And the moral to this is that if you're educated, you don't have to follow a budget. You can underspend, overspend, and usually they overspend, as has been reflected in the budget for the last 10 years that I've been here. You also, if you're educated, don't have to come to the public and have to ask the public exactly how they wish you to spend your funds at all. You're not answerable to anyone. And the last thing, that if you're educated, you don't have to tell the truth. And that's exactly what has happened here. And I find this difficult to state, but I am a graduate of that university, and it makes me very ashamed to have to say it, that I am a graduate of that university.
Any further discussion under special orders? Senator Coletta?
Not under special orders. We need to revert to messages from the House.
Without objection, we will revert to messages from the House.
Message of February 22. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to HCR 97, establishing general funds available for appropriation for fiscal year 1979 and making tentative allocations to program categories, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 97, amended Senate. This will go to enrolling.
Pardon?
That will go to enrolling.
Very well, we're back to special orders. Any further special orders? Announcements? Senator Poland?
Mr. President, the Senate Resources Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 on Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 322, which is the oil and gas corporate income tax. And Commissioner Gallagher will be speaking to us today.
Senator Willis?
Mr. President, the June House Senate State Affairs Committee will continue with the hearing on Senate Bill 519, the capital planning legislation. We will be meeting at the Fish and Game Auditorium at the subcourt. We just couldn't get another large enough room anywhere closer than half. 1:30.
Senator Hackney. Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow at 9.
Senator Ray.
Where is the chair?
Subcourt.
Senator Willis.
Fish and Game Auditorium, subcourt.
Finally found its proper place, Mr. President. There's always been something fishy about it. It smells pretty gamey, too.
Any further announcements, comments, observations, helpful suggestions? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, so ordered.